This is the metta meditation period. Metta in Pali means loving kindness. Loving kindness meditation is the practice of cultivating kindness and cultivating the purity of the heart in simply generating feelings of pure love, pure loving kindness. It's the simple wish for ourselves to be happy, to be peaceful, and for others. To find happiness and peace, and to generate this feeling of loving kindness, we repeat phrases, just small words, that will eventually make rise the feelings of loving kindness. We plant the seed, and simply plant the seed by formulating the wishes. Not so much preoccupied with the result. Whatever feeling is arising, arises. If there is no feeling which arises, we just continue planting. In order to do that, we usually start by ourselves, move on to a benefactor, which is a person we respect, we admire, maybe a person that has guided us on the way, that has helped us in difficult times. And from the benefactor, we move on to a dear friend. The dear friend is a person we love, but where there's not too much attachment. And then we move on to a neutral person, someone we don't really know, someone who is maybe crossing our road every day, but we don't know much about. Can be the postman or the bus rider. This is the neutral person. And then we move on to a difficult person. Someone we have difficulty with. Maybe someone who has harmed us. But a person, again, with whom we have moderate difficulty. Not starting with the most difficult person you know. Not your worst enemy, if you have one. So we'll be starting this practice for just this period. It's important to sit very comfortably. So that the mind and the heart can open, let the body relax, the breath flow naturally. And we begin by connecting with that place in ourselves that really wishes to be happy. Finding that place which cares. It can be around the heart area that we connect. And we just notice the intention of generating the wish. What is our readiness? To be wishing ourselves some good, some care, some kindness. And in order to purify the land, we begin by asking forgiveness. We ask forgiveness by repeating phrases. You can just listen to my phrases and see how they touch you. Just letting the words in and feel if there's a connection there. If I have said anything or done anything that has caused harm or pain to myself, I forgive myself now. If I have harmed another being, with anything I have said or done, I forgive myself. Thank you. if another being has harmed me in any way, I forgive them now. Just letting in the phrases and see if we can be touched by them. Knowing that we all make mistakes, and knowing also that it is through our mistakes that we learn. And now finding a quality that you have, that you like about yourself, and that brings joy into the heart and mind. Acknowledging that quality, it can be generosity, or love, or patience, kindness, connecting with that quality and acknowledging that it is also there. And knowing who I am, may I accept myself just as I am. May I love myself just as I am. Not needing to be perfect, to love myself. Gently letting in the phrases. Knowing how much we can let ourselves be touched by them, If we don't connect, it's no problem. We don't want to produce any feeling, but rather be receptive to whatever is appearing. And now begin the actual generation of the feelings of metta, beginning with oneself. Again, I shall repeat some phrases. You can use those, or if you have your own that resonate for you, you can use them as well. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be healthy and strong. May I be safe and protected from danger. And may I live with ease. Of well-being. Repeating the phrases for yourself. Without forcing any feeling, but just connecting with the meaning from time to time of the phrases. May I be happy and peaceful. May I be healthy and strong. May I be safe and protected from danger. And may I live with ease. staying very simple, generating the simple wish to be happy. Noticing the intention, and the readiness to formulate this wish for ourselves. And now, finding the person to be the benefactor. Someone you respect or you admire. Someone that, if you think of that person, happy feelings come immediately. And it is easy to wish them well. Bringing the image of the person in front of you, his or her face, seeing maybe the eyes or the smile of the person, just to make the connection between yourself and this person. Or simply feeling his or her presence near you. And again, generating the feelings of metta by repeating the phrases. May you be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be safe and protected from danger. And may you live with ease. Simply wishing this person well. Using your own phrases, phrases that you are familiar with connecting with this person. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering. you are lost, settle the attention again on the phrases. And connect with the person again. Now moving on to the friend, some person that you'd like very much, some person who is close to you, but that you don't have a lot of attachment for. And again, bringing this person in front of you, seeing his or her face, just to feel the presence of this person and connect. And send them feelings of metta. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be free of anger. May you be free from suffering. Opening the heart to this person. Notice in what way we are repeating the phrases. If it becomes too mechanical, connect with the meaning. Or maybe the tone of the voice will give you an indication of how you really connect. Is there anger as you repeat the phrases? Notice the tone of voice. And now we move on to choose a neutral person, someone we don't really know, maybe someone on this retreat that you don't know much about, or someone in your neighborhood you cross from time to time. We choose this person, and again, we bring his or her presence. And send feelings of metta. May you too be happy and peaceful. May you be healthy and strong. May you be safe and protected from danger. And may you live with ease. Simply wishing this person well. Without needing to receive anything in return. Just wishing loving kindness to this person. As we are planting a seed. So interested in what fruit it will give. And now we will move on to the difficult person, someone who we know we have difficulty with. Maybe someone that has harmed us in a way or another. But not the most difficult person we know. Again, bring this person in front of you or feel his or her presence. Noticing the feeling that it generates to bring this person in front of you. There can be strong emotion, noticing that. Or maybe simply anger, noticing the anger. And still generate wishes for this person to be happy. May you too be happy and peaceful. May you be free from suffering. Now opening our feelings of loving kindness to all the people in this room, sitting here with us. Imagining this whole room filled with people in it. People we know, people we know less. And people we don't know. May we all here be happy and peaceful. May we all be free from anger. May we all be free from suffering. I have been going through each category today just to see that each exists, and usually we begin this practice by staying some time on each one before moving on to the other. We move on to the next category when it is easy with one. Choosing the easiest one to start with. It may be ourselves, or the benefactor, or the dear friend. Whichever brings feeling of loving kindness spontaneously, easily, without needing to struggle in any way. And if there is no feeling with any category at all, we begin with ourselves to connect. This is where we start from our own heart. There is no need to produce anything. The simple wishes will bring a fruit by just repeating the phrases. Then we can move on to the neutral and the difficult person. It can be very creative in a way that we can choose within one session to jump from one to another if we wish. To see what is the change between one person to another. When we are lost, we just repeat the phrases again, remembering from time to time their meaning, to connect, and that it doesn't become mechanical. Or we can switch phrases if we feel they are used too long. And then we generally finish with extending loving kindness feelings through to all beings, opening and opening and opening to extend to all beings everywhere.